Hello and welcome. I'm Daniel.
I'm Andrew. We're brothers. And this is
The Day on Andrew Show, where we give our opinions about movies and TV and movies about stunt guys that we've been watching lately. So, how you doing today, Andrew?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing okay. Lots of stuff happened this week, but also didn't happen this week. So, just hanging out, thinking about doing other things. Gotta work on moving, so that's fun. And then saw a couple movies. So, I mean, there's lots of stuff.
Yeah.
You do anything fun?
We watched, what the heck was that movie called? I had the James Bond guy,
Daniel Craig.
No, the older
Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, that Netflix movie where he's like a bank robber. Watch that one again. He's not the main character. It's like a family movie, and it's the one where they're like, he's a comedian. It's a comedian movie, and he's a manager of a bank, and he's getting married to this lady, and he's the dad, and apparently they're bank robbers and they rob his bank and stuff.
You watched that movie again?
Yes. It wasn't even that good of a movie, but they were replacing our windows in our house, so we got out of their way, and so we were all upstairs and looking for something to watch, and we watched like 15 minutes of the Rebel Moon thing.
Mm-hmm. And I can't believe you tried that second one. Like, it was,
I knew it wasn't gonna be good.
It doesn't make any sense.
We were with Rajan, and we were just looking for something to put in the background. We didn't think we were gonna be that long.
Yeah.
And then that showed up, and we were just looking for something, and I was like, you probably find this funny because it's dumb humor and you're an easy target for it.
Yeah.
And he was laughing out pretty much everything. So
yeah. You watched the whole thing again?
Yeah. I mean, you're kind of like half watching, half talking sort of thing. But yeah.
I haven't seen that movie once, and you've seen it twice.
Yeah. It's just a background movie, yeah.
That's funny. Me and him watched Role Models when we were there. So
yeah.
That's a pretty funny movie, actually. I haven't seen that movie probably since like the year it came out.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Well, it was Star Wars Day this weekend, and they put Phantom Menace back into theaters. Are you gonna go watch it?
Probably not. Okay. I don't know. I've thought about it. I've seen it so many times, and Laura really wasn't that interested. She's like, "I'll go if you want me to," sort of thing. So it's like,
Well, I haven't seen that movie in a long time, at least 10 years, probably closer to 15 years. And it was the 25th anniversary. That's why they were showing it. And also, obviously they put it out for Star Wars Day, and all the Star Wars movies were used to come out in May till, other companies took over. So I went and saw it. I never saw it in theaters, so I thought that was fun. I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good. I saw what he was going for. He made a movie that I think he thought was wide appeal, which it was. I mean, there's stuff for the kids and stuff for the adults and new stuff for Star Wars fans, I feel like. There's more like lightsaber action in the movie. I mean, like, what the lightsaber action you got in the original movies was little to none, and most of the ones that you got were like not the greatest. I mean, the one in the first one is like pretty much non-existent fight. It's just like a couple moves there. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think that's the best one of the three. I mean, I know people like the third one, but I mean, in the first one, there's no Hayden Christensen. I mean, the writing's not the greatest, but it's also not terrible. I mean, the second one's writing, I mean, the sand line alone makes that the worst one. But I mean, you got Jar Jar, and I like Jar Jar, so that doesn't bother me. I know that's a big deterrent for most people, but you got Darth Maul, completely underutilized villain. You have Liam Neeson as a Jedi. I mean, great choice for Qui-Gon Jinn there. You got Ewan McGregor is young and he's not in it as much, but him as Obi-Wan, it's a good choice. I mean, I think it sets it up pretty good. The CG looks pretty bad nowadays. I mean, they're definitely on like a green screen, or I think it was a blue screen then.
It doesn't look great. Yeah.
They're like, you can tell they're like, I'm standing in front of a screen and then they put me into like a background. Whatever. It looks pretty goofy, but I mean, it's 25 years old at this point. So, but I mean, I enjoyed the movie. I mean, pod racing is cool. I mean, that song, The Duel of the Fates, great song.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Yeah,
I think it's, I wouldn't say great movie, but a very good movie. I mean, I would say like 7.5, 8-ish. But I mean, yeah, I still think it is the best one of the three. So, I mean, I had a good time watching that in theaters because I never saw it in theaters and had my popcorn and stuff. I mean, the music sounds great in the theater. I always like that.
Yeah.
There's my little mini review for Star Wars 1, Episode 1.
Yeah. I have seen it in theaters. I saw it on the 15th anniversary when it was
3D. Yeah, I didn't want to watch it in 3D. I mean, I don't think I saw it when it came out in 3D. I don't think I did. I mean, I don't think I'm like the biggest fan of Star Wars, but I do enjoy Star Wars. So, I mean, and the new trilogy, Disney trilogy, just really fumbled that so hard. I was just like, I was talking to a coworker about those three Star Wars movies because we were talking about, we had saw the Episode 1, and I was like, man, they just really screwed that up. I mean, the prequels weren't amazing or anything, but they were nowhere near those new ones.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, a lot of people thought the prequels, they kind of messed up Star Wars, but I mean, with showing how massively they messed up in the sequels, like,
yeah,
the prequels look like, you know, a marvelous movie.
Much better. I mean, the only thing that the first one that I noticed that was like, I think would have been quote unquote messed up Star Wars, is they talked about the Force, they talked about midichlorians or whatever, but it's actually not that much in that movie anyway. It's
they don't talk about it in any other movie. That's the only movie they talk about it.
They never talk about it in the other two?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I mean, that's everyone complained about it and he didn't do it anymore.
I don't know.
That one line where he's like,
couple lines. He's
very strong.
Yeah, his midichlorian count's really high and blah, blah, blah.
Higher than Master Yoda's, yeah.
Yeah. I liked, and I also liked the Jedi Council. I mean, you got Mace Windu and Yoda and stuff. Yeah, I mean, they have to have talked about it again. I doubt they just talk about it once. But
I do not remember any other line ever saying midichlorians, but I could look it up after, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I would be curious, but I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I think, yeah, I mean. Oh, and those, the starfighters, the Naboo starfighters, like the pointy ends. Those are really cool looking ships. A lot
of cool ship designs, yeah.
I like that they put that, he has that ship in The Mandalorian. Pretty awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, we have more Star Wars stuff to talk about very, very soon. Mm-hmm. So we have some trailers later, and some of them for Star Wars. Let's talk about let's talk some news here. So I think the movie that everybody had on their list to make the most money in the summer has unfortunately moved. Everyone's favorite movie, I know that it's going to be great, Kraven the Hunter, has now moved to December.
Okay.
That's going to be a holiday classic, that Kraven the Hunter. That was originally supposed to come out in October of last year.
Are they like reshooting or something? Or they just
moved? No, I just think they think it's going to do better there than in the... Because it was going to come out... Okay, so it was scheduled to come out in October last year. They moved it back to October this year, and then they moved it up to August, and then they moved it back to December.
It doesn't matter where they put it. I don't think
it's gonna suck no matter what. Yeah.
Should have just put it in January. That would probably been the best month.
I mean, January of next year.
I'm just saying, when they moved it back from the original time, it should have came out January.
I don't know if that move was because it wasn't ready, because of the strikes or not. I mean, they moved it back a whole year, so I think they just went, well, the end of summer isn't the best place, so we'll move to December. But I think, I mean, Aaron Taylor Johnson, hot off of Fall Guy here, you know, might not work out for him as well, but we'll see what happens.
I mean, he was a very minor part, so I don't think anyone's like, oh my gosh, I gotta see this movie because this guy's in it. I don't think that's happening.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. So, I know, Kraven moves back. Very disappointed from us. Also, The Crow moved back. Crow moved back because it was coming out the same weekend as Bad Boys. So now they moved it back. So our crap double feature isn't going to work out, unfortunately.
Oh, darn.
I know. Really disappointed. Anywho, so that's a movie from Sony. Another movie coming from Sony. Clue, the rights to the movie rights to Clue are now at Sony. They talked about it years ago that I can't remember who they got it from, but was going to make a movie with Jason Bateman directing and Ryan Reynolds was going to star in it. And it looks like that's done because the rights are at a different studio. So Sony has actually put in also a bid to buy Paramount.
I heard about that. Yeah.
So I'm curious to see what that happens with that. Also, Paramount was at one point in talks to merge with Warner Brothers. So, I mean, there's some options there, but I think Sony's the first one to actually put out some money, actually offer anything. So,
yeah. Well, hopefully it was like no more than $5, because that's about all you're going to get for Paramount.
It was more like, I think Sony put a bid for like $26 billion.
Oh, geez.
I mean, Paramount has some iconic things in the arsenal there, but I mean, yeah.
I mean, the stuff that really sells a company is their ongoing projects, what's going to actually project to make money. So, I mean, IPs are worth something, don't get me wrong, but yeah, you're buying what's there, right? Not
Transformers, Mission Impossible, basically anything Tom Cruise related. The other things that I can't think of.
So that means, you know, they're probably doing the next Mission Impossible, so they're basically buying that movie too, the projections for that movie, whatever Transformers gooblygook that they got coming next, you know, they're buying that.
Well, we'll see what they put in a bid, and there's no like deal been made, so we'll see what happens. I mean, I don't know of any other company that's going to be like, I'll take it, or has the money. I mean, maybe like an Apple or something, but
I don't know. I think you're passing off a company that doesn't really know what to do to another company that doesn't really know what to do either.
So. I mean, I agree. I mean, the only thing that gave me pause is that it's Sony. I mean, Sony wouldn't be my choice, but
Yeah, they make a lot of dumb choices.
Sony has Spider-Man.
And the only good decision they made was passing off the movie to somebody else.
Co-making it.
Co-making it, but it was only good when it
basically
was.
Basically, they give them the money, and then they make the movie. That's pretty much how it worked. And then they share the profits. That's about it.
That was their best decision.
Yeah, it's actually interesting because in the beginning of the MCU, there's like several movies that were like they weren't Disney distributors, like Paramount and Universal distributed MCU movies. Paramount had the deal, I think, actually. So if they didn't get bought by Disney, a different world we might have had.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, it wouldn't be worth nothing. It would be worth more if they had the MCU. Anyway, so that's that. Anyway, Clue, any interest in that?
No, not really. I'm trying to think of another movie that's based off of a board game or something, but nothing.
Well, we're going to get the great Monopoly movie at some point. A board game movie? I mean, Battleship.
I never saw it. I mean, I heard it
was It's bad. Horrible. Yeah, it's horrible. I watched like half of it. It's like Rihanna and poor Taylor Kitsch, man.
I don't even know who that is. But
a Gambit? He's Gambit, was Gambit, his Gambit, whatever, and he was John Carter from Mars. Yeah, you got
talk about picking some bad roles. Yeah,
yeah, and he was a Battleship. Yeah,
fire your agent.
Yeah, he really bad snake bitten there on literally everything. Pretty much, he's done has been like a massive failure.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's. I mean, there's the Clue movie from the 80s, I think, with like Tim Curry and stuff like that. Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of board game movies. That is a good point. Okay, so Paul Walter Hauser, you know who that is?
No.
Okay. Well, he's in Cobra Kai. He's Stingray in Cobra Kai.
Oh, okay.
He's also, I mean, been in other things.
I believe it.
I think he's like.
It's okay, I know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about. Anyway, so for some, I guess whoever his agent is was making some deals because he joined three projects. Paul Walter Hauser. He's going to be playing Chris Farley in a Chris Farley biopic, and Josh Gad is directing the movie. He's going to, he joined the Naked Gun reboot, and he joined the Fantastic Four in an undisclosed role. So man's gonna have a
Stingray's book dance off, card.
Yeah. Stingray, that's it. Yeah, I mean, he was in Black Klansman, I, Tonya, Richard Jewell. Yeah, I mean, he's been working. He's definitely a working actor. He's in Cruella. Character actor, for sure. I think he won an Emmy for something. But yeah, I mean, he's been doing good. And we talked about Naked Gun reboot. Would you watch a Chris Farley biopic?
No. I know. I don't watch Chris, like, other biopics that I would be interested in. But.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Tommy Boy's a good movie. Just like Chris Farley. Yeah, I mean, I think he's a pretty good choice to play him. I don't know about Josh Gad directing. It's a little sus there. I bet he's a funny guy. I mean, he's funny in Cobra Kai, so I think he'd be funny. He'd probably do just fine in the Naked Gun. And then Fantastic Four reboot. I mean,
yeah. Who knows? He's Doctor Doom.
That would be hilarious.
I mean, he just wears a mask anyway. So.
They psyched out everybody, and he's actually Silver Surfer. Just a big, fat Silver Surfer. That'd be pretty funny.
No thanks. Just no thanks on Silver Surfer altogether.
People think there's a Fantastic Four villain called Mole Man.
That's what they think he's going to be, yeah, or something? No.
They think there's going to be, like, multiple villains, and he's going to be Mole Man.
Sure.
So, yeah. So there you go. Those are options for his superhero, joining a superhero genre there. Speaking of superheroes, we got our first look at the superhero, Superman. As David Corn sweats our first look at him as Superman. So to describe the picture, he looks like he just had a tough day at work.
Yeah.
He got to take his, one of his big red boots off.
Boots off, yeah.
Yeah. He looks like he got, thrown on the ground a little bit, or lit on fire or something. And there's just some giant catastrophic looking thing happening in the background. An alien beam of some sort, Godzilla's
Death Star.
In the background. Yeah. Godzilla's destroying the Death Star in the background.
Yeah.
With his lasers. So it's an interesting picture. I mean, he looks pretty good as Superman. I mean,
I don't know. That suit doesn't look like it fits him or something. Is that just me?
I think it's just that he's sitting, and it's like he's like in a weird position.
Looks like his like fake muscles are drooping or something.
I think they're real muscles. It's just the suit is thick. I don't know why this would be the first picture.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't look like a great photo of the suit.
This is James Gunn, choice, I'm sure. I mean, it has it's the classic Superman. Like blue with the red accents, and then the yellow S with yellow and red S. So I mean, it looks pretty Superman-y, but it's also mixed with like the armor-ish, like fine detail looks of the more recent Supermans, or I guess Henry Cavill Superman. So I'm not like. It looks like he does have trunks on. He will have the underwear over his wetsuit there.
Yeah.
So that's classic Superman. So it is more classic Superman suit. I think it's the neck that's weird.
I just think it was a dumb, like, he should have just been posing or something for the, if you're gonna purposely debut the suit, it needs to be a good picture, and I think it's kind of a dumb looking picture for one. And then why is there like an exploding sun in the background? Like, makes no sense. But
I think the thing is shooting something. I don't know if it's getting shot at. I'm not sure though.
That's why we're saying a Death Star.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I could see that. Yeah. I don't know. The dude looks like Superman. I mean, is this any bearing on how the movie's going to be? I have no idea.
I mean, no, probably not.
I mean, if the movie is confusing, I mean,
certainly hope not. That literally looks like it was just, you know, copy pasted, you know, cool backgrounds for iPhone, and then it was put behind him.
I like how he has blue rooms there. He's like, wherever I'm gonna be, I'm gonna keep my color palette on my red accented walls and my blue room.
Sure.
That's what it looks like.
I don't know.
He's like, I gotta match my costume all the time. Must keep the motif there.
He's getting ready to go back to the Daily Planet.
Exactly. That's right. He's got to put his glasses on so nobody recognizes him. Okay. So let's get into some trailers, unless you had something else to say about Mr. Superman.
No, we're good.
All right. That comes out literally over a year from now. So, okay. So, I mean, we talked about the guy from Cobra Kai. I mean, he's not the guy from Cobra Kai, but he's a guy in Cobra Kai, so we could talk about the trailer for that. This is going to be in three parts, this final season. 15 episodes, 5 episodes per part, is my assumption.
Gotta stretch this as long as
you can. Oh, yeah, they are. I mean, it's like one in the summer, one in the holiday time, and then one sometime in 2025.
Yeah. I can't wait for my three-part meal.
Piecemeal.
Honestly, I probably might just wait till 2025 to watch the whole thing. It's just like, I don't like to watch TV shows like that. Unless it's specifically like arced to somewhat of an ending each time.
I mean, they've done pretty much every time do it like during the like new year. So I probably wait till like the end of the year to watch like the first two parts, and then just watch the third part when it comes out. Yeah, I don't think I'm in a rush to watch the first part or anything. I don't even know if I want to keep Netflix that long. So I probably can Netflix until later. Maybe at the end of the year I can go back. I mean, I'm not using Netflix at all. I got Netflix, I watched Avatar, and I haven't watched, I don't think, a single thing since then. It's pretty much a waste for me, and I'm spending entirely too much money on that. So Cobra Kai,
I mean, I like the show, but I mean, I think it should have ended like a season ago, but
yeah. Well, speaking of things that I think should have ended already, I think The Boys, we got season 4 trailer. I was kind of on my verge of being out with Gen V, and this just looks really, now it's, they're like, I was like, I think it's just continuous violence for no reason this season. It's like, we're more violent. They're like, let's go even more violent. Now the supers are going to just really be like, kill people and stuff. So I don't know. Mutated or powered animals. And
yeah, and I hear you. I do. But honestly, I thought this trailer was great. I thought the song choice was great. I thought the little sayings they were saying was great. his little speech or whatever. And then, yeah, once it kicked into that, like, you know, violence, oh, crazy stuff is happening. And I was like, oh, yeah, I do like this show.
I mean, I like the show. I just feel like it's setting things up and then...
I think there'll be a payoff this time.
No, it's not even about the payoff thing now. I think I'm already past the payoff thing. I think it's that they're kind of meandering. Like, they're like, we have a plan and then we don't want to make a defined decision. I think the only defined decision they had was that Homelander killed somebody and people were okay with it. Like, that's the only, like, I feel like the senator lady they set up, like, they revealed, like, her and everything, and then they're just kind of like, so yeah, that happened, and then we're going to move on.
Well, I mean, they've brought her back in Gen V, and I like how Gen V is connecting to the main show, and they have some Gen V people going to be in the show. She was in the trailer. So, I don't know. I'm excited.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I also think when I said Gen V, I think the Homelander, is this going to be his last season? Because I think I'm good on him. Like,
I hear you, but I mean, he's what sells him and the other guy.
Yeah, I mean, you can have the other guy, but I think this seems like a big thing for Homelander here. So I'm kind of hoping it's his last, like, hurrah, and they have something else. I don't know. I'm just getting kind of tired of it. I'm still gonna watch it. I mean, I like the show. I still think the show is a very good show. But I need something.
You want a send off? You want a payoff? I got it.
I need something. So yeah, that's The Boys. Now to something I don't think anyone really asked for or necessarily needed, which is Mufasa, a Lion King something story or prequel or whatever. Yeah,
nobody asked for it. Nobody wanted all the remakes of Disney movies, yet we got them all.
Yeah, well,
the kings not all, making... but yeah. Movies of stuff we don't want. So
yeah, I mean, you think this movie will make a lot of money? Because I mean
it's the Lion King name, you know, with a good release window, it'll probably, just being a kids movie, it'll probably make money if they release it during the summer. I'm assuming, what, June or something?
No, it's coming out, this is Christmas.
Summer Christmas movie.
Yeah, it's like December 20th. Yeah, it's like going to be, that's, they're hoping it's the Christmas movie. Yeah.
I would have said release it for like Thanksgiving and stuff, and then you can have it play for a long while.
I believe there's something else coming out for Thanksgiving, but I don't know what it is. Probably another Moana. Moana 2. That's their Thanksgiving movie.
Yeah. I think this would have been better in the summer. I don't. There's not that many kids movies coming out this summer, I assume.
But... No, they do. They have, I mean, well, Despicable Me comes out in the summer. Despicable Me 4, Inside Out 2 comes out. That's the Disney's.
Okay.
And then Garfield.
Oh, yeah. There's actually quite a few.
They're doing that Harold and the Purple Crayon, which looks bad.
I haven't heard of that one.
That's based off the TV show, I think. Also books.
Okay. Well, I guess what do I know?
Yeah. I mean, there is kid stuff coming out. This is the only, like, quote unquote live action.
Yeah. I mean, they did it because the other Lion King one that they did live act, one of like the first ones they did, made a ton of money. That's why they did it.
Yeah. I know. I know why they did it.
Yeah, I don't know if it will.
The only thing that gives me any sort of hope is that Barry Jenkins is directing it. He directed and they won for Oscars for Moonlight. So, I mean, he's a highly well-regarded director. So that's why I think, I mean, they gave it to somebody who I think is good. I mean,
even the Lion King, the previous one, I didn't even think it was good. I just, the talking lions just look stupid to me, and I can't get past that fact. So it just kind of ruins the rest of the movie for me, but you know, people will definitely go see it. So
yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, people are going to go see it. We'll see just how much people
want. I think it depends on its competition for Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, the director's made good movies in the past. I've liked the movies that I've seen that he's made. So we'll see what happens. If this is good or not. I mean, and they, I think they said they're having new songs. So by everyone's favorite Lin-Manuel there. So, probably have Beyonce sing another song, because apparently they're in the movie. So, probably a short amount of time.
She wasn't Nala. She? Yeah.
Yeah, but this is a prequel, so.
Oh yeah, well, she wouldn't have been in it.
And but they're, I was, all clearly they're telling the story of the dad to the new kid there.
Yeah.
The new kid who's played by none other than Beyonce's daughter. So good old nepotism.
Cool.
Anyway. So yeah, I mean, I think it looks okay, but there's not really that much to the trailer, to be honest. It's just, you know, saying, hey, you like Lion King, right?
Pretty much.
So yeah. We'll see. We shall see. All right, now let's get into our Star Wars stuff here. Let's talk about The Acolyte. I mean, I just watched this trailer earlier because I saw that they came out. They had like an extended look after Star Wars in the theater. They did that for when they re-released Rogue One, and they had stuff for Andor, but they showed that before instead of after. We saw, me and Dad saw Star Wars, and then the stuff was going to be after, but we left because we didn't care.
wise choice. Strong with the Force, you are.
I mean, so, but this trailer came out. I mean, I don't know what the extended look would be. Probably a scene or something. So, what'd you think of the trailer, Andrew?
I don't know. Looks like a Netflix crappy adaptation with bad settings. Looks like a stage. I don't know. Not looking forward to it. I'll watch it. But this looks like the levels of that Obi-Wan show, which was pretty terrible. I don't know. I really don't even know like what the script is, really. Like, I don't. There's a bad person killing Jedi or something. That's about all I got. So.
Yeah, they're hunting down Jedis and.
Something? Yeah. I don't know. They're not really pulling me in with the story or anything. And then I'm seeing looks dumb. So.
Yeah, you're getting, I mean, you're getting more Jedi stuff. I mean, I know that people like that. You're getting lightsaber battles and whatever.
I'm not actually seeing lightsaber battles. She's like using a knife. It just looks really dumb.
I mean, you're going to get lightsaber stuff. I mean, it's pretty clear. The creator of this hasn't done really anything of note I mean,
that's not surprising.
The main villain, it looks like, is Amandla Stenberg, and I don't think she's a particularly good actress. I think probably the best thing I've seen her in is when she was a kid in the first Hunger Games. She was the little girl, Rue, in the first Hunger Games. Just like
didn't talk and held up a symbol or something.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Hid in a tree.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Trinity from The Matrix, Carrie-Anne Moss. I mean, I like her.
Yeah.
You got a lot of young talent playing Jedis. Daphne Keene, who was in Logan, she's in it. I don't know. We'll see this, but who knows? Maybe it's good. This is High Republic era, the final days of the High Republic era. This comes out June 4th, so about a month from now.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think it looks. I mean, it doesn't look thrilling to me. It looks fine. It looks like it looks like a Star Wars fan film or something.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I hope I'm pleasantly surprised, and you know it's a good show. But I mean, it's trending downwards for me.
I don't. I didn't see anybody talking about this trailer, and it's like, oh, can't wait or anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want to watch the Tales of the Empire, but also nobody has said anything about that either. So who knows? All right. This is the thing that I was most interested in. Lego Star Wars Rebuild the Galaxy. What'd you think of that trailer?
I mean, I think there's been a couple Lego things, Lego Star Wars things that I've never watched.
They did the holiday special a couple years ago. That was very good. That's pretty good.
I actually do think they're pretty funny, and I like the Lego games, and I even think those are funny. So this is probably a good watch. But it's mainly for kids. I don't know. If it's short, like 45 minutes or something. And
probably will be.
Get hey, your laughs.
You're burying the lead here. Darth Jar Jar.
Darth Jar Jar. hilarious. That
Misa going to hurt you.
Everyone who was making that joke forever is now at a show. Hilarious.
Man, it's canon.
Yeah. And your favorite type of movie, multiverse.
Multiverse. This is a Lego thing. Who cares? Like, it's not like a. This isn't coming out in no theaters or anything.
The building blocks of our galaxy are being changed.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I don't know. Misa going to hurt you is pretty awesome.
Yeah. What's sad is that looks better than Alkalite.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so sad that that's what it's come to. might as well just make fun of the franchise because that is more interesting than the actual franchise. Yes.
Yeah. It was like in talking about the prequels, I could just like kind of give you an easy through line and like it's not like incredibly messy. Trying to talk about the sequels, I'm like trying to remember what's in what movie and like trying to and how messy and all over the place and how they had zero key things. They were like, okay, well, let's hit that because they had, you know, different directors and different thoughts on how they should
continue. I mean, they just did no planning whatsoever for the future.
I mean, the characters are just not interesting. So, I mean, a Darth Jar Jar gets me excited. I mean, I like Jar Jar, and you got Ahmed Best doing the voice and everything. I mean, I'll probably watch that.
Yeah. I mean, if you watch the holiday special, I don't know why you wouldn't watch this.
Well, that was also, I think, 2020. So there were like not much. So
I mean, you watched it.
I like the Lego stuff. I think all the Lego stuff's pretty good, actually. I mean,
most of the Lego stuff is just making fun of franchises that they're doing.
The Lego Batman movie is hilarious.
That's what that whole movie is making fun of Batman.
Great. Perfect. Works for me. I'm not in love with Batman, so I'm totally cool with it.
I'm not saying I'm in love with it. I'm just saying it's like low hanging fruit. It's almost like what, you know, like they had like Date Movie and what all that stuff where they make fun of it. That's where it went to Lego movies.
Unfortunately, all those other movies are not as good. I mean, the Lego movies are better than any of those Date Movie, disaster movie.
I mean, I'm just saying it's the same thing, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Lego Batman, probably one of the best Batman movies there is.
Okay. Well, I never finished it, so.
That's good stuff, man.
I know people like the movie.
Yeah. I mean, so I'll definitely watch that. I'm cool. Whatever Jar Jar content they want to give me, I'll watch it. Except I'm not going to do the Clone Wars. I'm not interested. Okay.
You're missing out on the best part, but okay.
That's what some people think. There is definitely a sect that like that stuff. What can I say? I don't think it has wide appeal, though. All right. Okay. That's everything I got. Got anything else before we move into our feature?
Nope, I'm ready.
All right, so our movie today is The Fall Guy.
Is it The Fall Guy?
I think it's The Fall. I mean, Fall Guy is like big font, but I think like it's like the Fall Guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good. I think it, you know.
Yeah, it's the fall. Yeah, it's literally Fall Guy, and then the is in the like tiny.
Okay. Yeah, I think it. If you were playing that one game where you hit the hammer on the thing and watch how far the thing goes up, I think it literally hit a little circus game where you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got it.
And it dinged on good, like.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where it landed for me.
I agree. So action was great. Great stunts, obviously. I mean, the movie looked really good. I thought it was funny enough. I laughed enough times to make it worthwhile. It's just a little slow in the middle. Honestly, the romance part is what's the slow part.
Yeah, I was saying they talk to each other too much during the movie.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it's basically, oh, I'm doing all this so I can be with her. And the her in this movie, I'm not interested in.
Yeah.
I think Emily Blunt is fine. She's fine in this movie.
Yeah, I don't think she did a bad job in this movie.
I mean, it's a two-hander. She's like the co-lead of this movie. And
it should have been Rachel McAdams. It would have been an
oh my gosh, why wasn't it Rachel McAdams? That like makes so much more sense. Actually,
they did a reunion.
They could have done The Notebook. Oh my gosh, that is such a good point. It should have been Rachel McAdams. Oh my god, that would have I would have liked it so much more if it was Rachel McAdams.
Yeah. I think she's got like a better you know, reacting to crazy stuff would have landed better, I feel
that
like.
That would have been great. I think it could, like, honestly, anybody else would have been better for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been a good choice.
Yeah.
Oh well. Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. She's fine. She's so actressy. She's just like there for me. I don't see her as a director or anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. And there's a ton of people in this movie that are good that are just kind of there. You got several Oscar nominees, including Stephanie Hsu, who was in this movie for like 5 minutes, and then she disappears. It's like she's almost a cameo. Winston Duke is in it. I like Winston Duke in pretty much everything that I've seen him in. He does a good job, but he's just not in it that much.
Almost everything I've seen him in, he's just been a side character.
Yeah, but I think he's good. Like, I don't like when he pops up, I'm not like, oh,
yeah.
It's like, okay, cool. I'm down. He's good in that movie Us, which is a horror movie, Jordan Peele movie. Does a good job in that. With the lady from Ted Lasso is the producer. She does a good job. I think she's pretty funny as a producer, you know, trying to make the deals for their people and stuff. I think that's good and funny. Aaron Taylor Johnson as the star of the movie that Ryan Gosling's character is the stuntman. He did a good job. I mean, I do like him. He's good in Bullet Train.
It's like Metal Storm or something, right?
Metal Storm is the movie that they're making. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's fun little surprises. People pop up and stuff that I thought was good and or funny. I mean, I like stuff about Hollywood. I know there's people that don't like stuff about Hollywood, but I do. So I thought it was good and fun and interesting. So this movie underperformed in its opening weekend. The predictions were like 30 to 45 million. It made 28. So that's not good. That is, yeah. So probably not going to be a massive hit or anything. But David Leitch's movies haven't like really lit the world on fire unless there
is other ones.
Unless they're a franchise like Deadpool 2, he directed Deadpool 2. He did Hobbs and Shaw, so that did decently because it's Fast and the Furious related. He did Bullet Train, and then he did Atomic Blonde.
Okay, yeah, no, that's pretty good.
This is his fifth movie. Yeah, and Atomic Blonde did nothing, but that was like this first movie after John Wick. So, and he like kind of co-directed the first John Wick. Like they say Chad Stahelski directed it alone, but apparently it's like they pretty much co-directed that movie. So if you kind of count that one, but I mean, yeah, his movies don't usually like make a butt ton of money or anything.
Yeah. I thought this was a good movie. Hobbs and Shaw was terrible. It was so average.
Yeah. I didn't think it was terrible, but I thought it was, yeah, average. That was fine.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's because of him, David Leitch, the director. I think it is because The Rock was doing The Rock thing and Jason Statham. I mean, I like Jason Statham, but he just does his thing.
They got egos. Yeah.
Everybody's doing their shtick, and The Rock apparently has a deal in like his contract where like they have like fights and they have to have like an even fight. They can't have like a he gets beat type thing. So yeah, they have to have like an even fight. Anyway,
this is going to the brain there
a little bit. Yeah. I thought this movie was pretty good. I enjoyed it enough, but yeah, that the core romance thing didn't really hit for me. I don't think their chemistry was that great. The thing that holds this movie together is Ryan Gosling. I think Ryan Gosling is good. I think this shtick is funny. This like goofy,
yeah,
you know, just trying to do good, but you know, fumbly funny thing is it works for me. I liked the nice guys.
It's he's a little same part. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I liked the nice guys. I thought that movie was good, and I like this movie. I mean, I like Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling, The Gray Man. I like that movie. I mean, I like Ryan Gosling. I thought about it when I was driving from the movie. I was like, why isn't Ryan Gosling and Ryan Reynolds made a movie yet? I think it would make sense that the two of them would make that they do similar kind of.
I think that's the reason they haven't been in a movie together. When you got the same shtick, it doesn't. I feel like it doesn't work as much. Yeah.
You don't think a movie where they're like going against each other would be good or something?
No, it could be. I mean, Ryan Reynolds can do more than just. I mean, they both can do more than just that shtick as well. So I think it could work.
The two Canadian Ryans going toe to toe there.
Yeah. Sure.
I was watching this movie and when he kept yelling in the movie. I couldn't help but think he sounds like Chris Jericho. I don't know. It's just like that. His voice is sounds like him.
Okay.
That's it. That was an offhand comment, but he does sound like him. So yeah. I'm trying to think. Is there anything that isn't spoilery that we can talk about here?
I don't know. I'd say the stuff that brings it down for me is the third act was a bit out there. I mean, it wasn't as out there as, say, the other one with Henry Cavill and the dancing man guy, Argyle.
Oh, I thought the third act was fine. Honestly, this is the only stuff that brings it down for me is like the romance was not there for me, and the kind of meanderingness in the middle is what didn't work for me. Third act worked for me.
I think the third act was too much, but I'm saying it wasn't as much as that movie, but it just got a little goofy. And I mean, that's kind of that's what it was going for.
This movie is definitely a movie where it's just like right there. Like there needs like the tweaks and you know, a little bit better. I don't know if this was affected by strikes or anything, but I think it's just there, but it's not where it needs to be like a really good movie. So that's why I'm at like a 7.
Yeah, that's what I'm at too.
Like, I enjoyed the movie. Would I want to see it again anytime soon? Probably not. I mean, it was fun. I think it was fun to watch in the theater. You know, it looked really good, big explosions. I mean, I thought the third act, it was just basically a big stunt show, and I'm fine with that. It's just. Just a little, it's not where it needs to be like a great movie. And just the romance and the kind of meanderingness.
I think it would have been better if instead of having literally phone calls, you know, just have her be there.
Yeah.
And then she can react to the things that's happening. And maybe he has to like protect her sort of thing. There's just the chemistry. It hurts the chemistry to have them talking on the phone. And then they have to find ways for them. Oh, I was just at the hotel and they just randomly walk up, you know, at the hotel.
I mean, I don't mind that stuff. I don't even think that really is like, oh, convenient. It's like, yeah, they're going to stay in the same hotel. I mean, that's not stupid to think. I don't think the conveniences were so contrived and stupid.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the way they had their moments weren't. It could have been better.
Oh, you don't like how they? Yeah, they just they're just, you know, okay, they're at the same hotel, so they talk to each other or whatever. I mean, I guess, it's fine.
I'm just saying, if you want that extra notch, that missing part. You needed to change a few things. I think that's the things you could have changed.
The problem for me is I just don't think the chemistry was there. So I don't think even if you had the best circumstances that it would have worked for me. But I mean, you know,
That's I understand. You didn't think Emily Blunt hold her end up. I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Ryan Gosling really sells this movie. I mean, he does a good job. The action, the comedy, even like the quote unquote heartfelt moments. I think he's just a good actor. I think he's, I mean, pretty much he's another person that I pretty much everything that I've seen him in, I've liked him in, even if the movie's not particularly good. I think he does a good job. I mean, he basically stole Barbie. So, I mean, so yeah. Yeah, so I'm at a 7. Are you also at a 7?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we can get into spoilery stuff here. So yeah, they set up, there's like a video or whatever, that he's got to go look for. What do you mean? The phone or something.
I mean, they're just trying to, he's trying to figure out where he is.
Oh yeah. He's trying to figure out where he is. And then they're looking for a phone.
So he's goes to the assistant to figure out where he's at, essentially. And then she's like, I have his phone because of blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then it becomes about the phone. Yes.
Okay, sorry. So yes, the producer says you need to go find him. You know, no one cares about the stunt man, so go find him because you can find him, I guess. I guess, I don't know. There's no one else I can turn to. It would be suspicious or something.
No, she was in on it. They were trying to frame him the whole time.
Yeah, that's but I'm saying her story didn't make sense.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she lies to him and says that the director wanted to see you and stuff, blah, blah, blah. Just trying to get him to come. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Like, I literally didn't think about that.
Okay.
Anyway, like I said, that kind of just meanders. But, yeah, okay, so he's trying to find the star of the movie or whatever. The star of the movie, of course, turns out to be the bad guy. I thought there was going to be somebody else different in on it, but it wasn't. It was just like the producer and the star. You know, there was no like anybody twist like this person is in on it or anything, which I thought might happen. Aaron Taylor Johnson ends up being a bad guy or whatever because he killed the previous stuntman on accident. And then they're trying to frame Ryan Gosling. He's the fall guy. And he literally falls in the beginning of the movie. So he's the fall guy on two fronts there.
Falls at the end of the movie, too.
That's true. That's true. Well, it's definitely not him, but yeah. Yeah. That big fall at the end was so clearly so clearly not him. It was like guy was like half his size. Anyway, it's a pretty cool stunt though. Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise was like, "Damn, that's a good stunt." Anyway, you think that if they made this movie 15 years ago, probably would have been Tom Cruise.
I guess.
Well, Mr. Stuntman, who likes to do his own stunts.
Yeah.
So, I think, so the plot is kind of goofy and the villain is not like a surprise or anything. It's just kind of like, okay. Well, because he's not around. So you're like, what is he hiding here? But I guess you could think maybe he died, but that didn't make any sense either. So yeah,
it's not really a villain movie. It was more about the romantic.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just him going through the different, you know, going to the different people to try to figure out what happened to him and the stuff, you know, basically things to make action scenes happen. which I'm fine with. I thought like the boat stuff, boat chasing is fun. I think the fight where he's high on whatever, ecstasy or acid or something, hitting them, hitting guys and like the sparks and stuff happening was fun. I like, you know, I liked the stunt part of this stunt movie. So
yeah. I honestly thought that part where the sparks were flying and stuff, and it was like CG'd over it or whatever.
You call that.
I honestly thought he was like having a dream or something. I was like, so this isn't really happening, but I guess it did.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that happened. Okay.
Yeah. 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 He's so good that, like, you know, even doing that, he could do that even on something.
Yeah, I guess since he was on drugs, he was confident enough or something.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I thought that was pretty fun. I mean, I feel like there's other action stuff. Oh, yeah, the scene where he's trying to get – he's had the girl, Stephanie –
That's the best scene of the movie, where they have the dog and he's jumping on the truck and doing the stunts.
The dog was awesome. But she's in this Oscar nominated actress here, and she's in it for this scene and this scene only, pretty much.
I don't know why that matters, but yeah.
Well, I just think it's funny that they get all these people and then they're like just glorified cameos, pretty much.
Well, let's see what the problem with that is.
I don't know. I mean, I think all of them are pretty good actors. I don't think anybody, like even the smaller parts were played by pretty good actors. So yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah, with the dog and then on that like back little carry thing. I don't know what that is. Carriage thing, and it like spins on a crank like thing was good. Yeah, there's lots of good action in the movie. I thought when they show the movie actually has been made without the guy who turns out to be a bad guy. It's Jason Momoa. I thought that was funny. It's a funny cameo, funny joke.
Yeah.
And it worked a lot better with him. It's like, this movie actually looks watchable. And I think it's funny that there pretty much is like Mad Max mixed with Dune, and Jason Momoa was actually in Dune. So that's kind of funny.
I guess, yeah.
Okay, whatever. I thought it was funny. Jason Momoa doing his Jason Momoa thing.
I mean, I thought the funniest part of the movie where I laughed the hardest was when he's listening to Taylor Swift in the car as she comes out and knocks on the window.
He's listening to Taylor Swift?
Yes, Daniel.
Oh.
He's like in the car remembering their thing after he has jet lag and was lit on fire all day.
Yeah.
And then he's listening to music and he like starts to cry, and she comes and knocks on the window. She's like, are you listening to Taylor Swift?
Sorry. I guess I forgot.
That was the best part.
Okay. Great. Loved it. Totally memorable.
It was.
I mean, I do like goofy stuff like that. I mean, I still think in Hot Rod where he's like, you look pretty. And then she's like, what? And he's like, you look not good. Right. Yeah. I mean, I do think stuff like that is funny. I mean, this movie worked for me. I mean, it didn't work. I mean, I saw it with Dad. He didn't think the movie was very good. But he also doesn't like just goofy stuff happening movies. Like the broad comedy stuff. It did just kind of feel like scenes that are like lightly connected.
I mean, I would say this was better than Argyle, but I'd probably say both of these movies are sevens. Like, they're good. I don't know if I gave Argyle a six. I can't remember. I think I probably gave
it less.
Because the third act was terrible.
It was just all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, I still enjoyed it. So, But
I mean, I'm comparing it to that. That's like the most recent film that's kind of like this one. But yeah. Seven.
Well, I think Argyle was another one where like the main lady in it was not the right choice. If it was somebody else, it would have done well. You know, if you in this one, if you had, just like I said for Argyle, if it was Scarlett Johansson, it'd be in much better shape.
I don't know why you keep saying Scarlett Johansson, but okay.
She would have been a better choice.
I guess.
You don't think so?
I think she would have been a better choice. I don't think it would have been that much better.
Yeah. Well, if you want me on board, you know who not to cast, but nobody's picking things just based on what Daniel wants. So, but
yeah.
In a perfect world, they would be. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm at a seven. He's at a seven. I would say if you like big explosion action movies, I would say check it out in the theater. If not, just watch it at home.
I'd say unless you have like a date, you end a date night movie sort of thing.
Yeah. I think it's a good date night movie. I mean, I don't think you'll come out and go, oh my God, I hated that. What a waste of my time. I don't think you're going to have that, but you're not going to be like, this is an all time memory forever. So,
yeah,
you know, whatever. So yeah.
All right. Well, I think that wraps up our episode.
All right.
All right. We'll see you guys on the next one. Until then.
This has been the Daniel and Andrew Show.